And here's an example of that chart, the station or satellite azimuth and elevation table. For example, suppose a one-hour session from 9:10 to 10:10, is illustrated, was under consideration for observation on this station, S198. This is the one for which we saw the visibility diagram in the previous slide. The station visibility chart might motivate a careful look at space vehicle PRN 16. 20 minutes into the anticipated session at 9:30, SV16 has just risen above 15 degrees mask angle, and under normal circumstances would be available at station S198, but it appears from the polar plot that the windmill will block its signals from reaching the receiver. In fact, the signals from SV16 will apparently not reach S198 until sometime after the end of the session at 10:10. Under the circumstances, some consideration might be given to observing S198 during a session when none of the satellites would be blocked. However, the 9:10 to 10:10 session may be adequate after all. Even if SV is completely blocked, the remaining five satellites will be unobstructed and the constellation still will have plenty of low PDOP. Still, the analysis must be carried to other stations that will be occupied during the same session. The success of the measurement of any baseline depends on the common observations at both ends of the line. Therefore, if the signals from SV16 are garbled or blocked from station SY98, any information collected during the same session from that satellite at the other end of the line that includes S198 will be useless in processing the vector between the stations. Well, that might be the end of it, but the material of the base of the abandoned windmill has been described in the visibility diagram as cross-membered steel, so it is possible that the signal from SV16 will not be entirely obstructed during the whole session. There may actually be more concern of multipath interference from the structure than from signal availability.